proclamation number 6486 dated the February 27th, 1956. Characteristic of truth, Jesus Christ. Love. Everything that testifies to me is truth, for my adversary will never bear witness to me and my name. Consequently, wherever people speak on behalf of me and my kingdom, where my name is glorified and my act of salvation mentioned in order to lead fellow men to me as well, where the clear gospel of love is preached, it cannot be my adversary's work, always provided that not mere empty words are recited which have nothing in common with a living proclamation of Jesus Christ anymore. And so you will always be able to form a correct judgment as to how and when the truth, which originates from me, is proclaimed to you. For my act of salvation will always be emphasized as a sign of the teaching's divine origin, which I myself want to be distributed among people. Hence it should not be difficult for you humans to conduct an examination if it is your serious will to receive the truth. In that case Jesus Christ himself will be the touchstone, for my adversary will never preach him. Instead he will do everything in his power to undermine Christ's act of salvation in order to prevent people from approaching him for deliverance from sin and death. Only the love which Jesus, the man, exemplified to you on earth, can redeem you. For this reason his divine teaching of love must always be emphasized. Love must be preached and lived up to by all those who are my true representatives on earth, who speak in my name and impart the truth to you from me. And once again you have a reliable feature of a genuine representative of my name, preaching love and loving actions. Where this is missing, truth cannot exist. Because I myself cannot be present where love is missing, but only I myself can be the source of truth. You can always recognize these characteristics yourself, and where they are absent you can rightfully decline what you are offered. You need only ever make sure that you don't let yourselves be deceived by empty words, for my adversary avails himself of the same words, although they can always be recognized as a deceptive light by anyone who seriously desires the truth. And thus it is up to you as to whether you receive truthful spiritual information and recognize it. You need not live in error. It will never be impossible for you to recognize it, for your own will determines your power of judgment. You may safely reject any spiritual knowledge which does not place Jesus Christ and his act of salvation at the center of attention. For then I would not be correctly recognized either, since I accomplish the act of salvation in Jesus Christ and can never be separated from Jesus again, with whom I was able to become as one through his greater than great love for me and for his fellow human beings. Anyone who wants to acknowledge me must also acknowledge Jesus Christ, for he and I are one. And if this is not clearly recognizable in a teaching, it cannot be the pure truth. In that case unselfish love will not be emphasized either, which alone was the will of Jesus, the man, and therefore is my will as well and is therefore the epitome of the teaching Jesus preached on earth. This must always be proclaimed, but it will never be proclaimed where my adversary aims to suppress the truth and replace it with his own knowledge. Pay attention to these characteristics and you'll also brightly and clearly recognize every misguided teaching, even if it is beautifully worded but nevertheless lacks living faith in Jesus Christ and the only effective love. And accept without hesitation any teaching which testifies to me in Jesus Christ. Amen.